joking than anything else. So I know last time I called my shot, you know, when I played, last time I played Wesley, called my shot. But this time I want to call another shot, and this is just more humorous than anything. If I guess these categories correctly now, do I win like the whole tournament? I'm just trying to channel my inner Ryan Clefcore Myers. I'm going to say the set of three categories. First one's going to be a category all about co-champions. Second category is vid, all about controversial video replays. And then 19, all about athletes, for number 19.
This is the 2020 Sports Trivia Face-Off Invitational Tournament. That's right, you've downloaded the second semifinal of the Sports Trivia Face-Off Invitational Tournament. My name is Brent. I will be your one and only host this episode. Our players are Wesley and Philip. You've heard them both before, but let's reacquaint you with them. Philip, would you go first, please?
Yeah, Philip Sanford. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm you know, currently not watching much sports at all because of the current conditions. I know last time I was on the show, I you know, bragged about my top 10, you know, Seton Hall Pirates, and right after that they lost a couple times. So they're still top 15, but and staring at a 3 or 4 seed in the NCAA tournament that now will never happen. So that's my current state of sports.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's current state of sports at this point, which is why we're here.
Yay!
Hooray! Sports Trivia Face-Off. Wesley, can you remind everybody about you, please?
Yes, I am Wesley Wells. I'm also very sad because college baseball season was completely canceled. So Arkansas will not get to make it 3 straight years going to the College World Series, though I've decided that if we qualify for the 2021 College World Series, that will count as continuing our streak. Right. And I'm in the process of moving to Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is very exciting. Except now, this whole quarantine has kind of made it a little harder to move.
I should say, that is going to be an interesting affair, to say the least. Maybe you can just justify it with, look, we're running from the virus. We're just going to go someplace else.
Right.
I'm also in the process of moving, but I'm moving a half mile from where I'm currently sitting. So tad bit easier. And as I mentioned off the air, you know, and I keep on getting my notifications from the security system on my watch. We are getting our washer and dryer delivered as we record here, and my lovely fiance Jessica is staying back the townhouse for that.
Cool.
Very good.
And for those of you who've not heard the episode before, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Wesley, I'm going to give you the honor of flipping the coin and calling the flip of the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
There's no rhyme or reason to a coin flip, especially when it's completely randomized by a digital assistant. So let's go heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It landed on tails.
Tails. Oh, no. So
Philip wins the toss of the coin. You have the right to play or pass the first period categories.
Okay.
That'll determine what happens in the second period, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Philip, your categories are ass, gas, or grass.
Oh boy. I am going to defer.
Wesley, you have your choice of those 3 categories.
Well, I can't not take the category called ass, can I?
That sounds like a moral dilemma to you, to me, actually. Ask, these are five questions, once again, about sports butts.
Okay.
Number one, what rival team were the Jets playing when Mark Sanchez gave us the gift of the butt fumble?
Oh, goodness. I know what day it happened, and I know where I was. It was a Thanksgiving night game, and I was in line at Dick's Sporting Goods to buy disc golf discs at 20% off. And I've watched this play so many times, and I cannot remember who the other team was. I'm going to say the Bills.
The Bills is incorrect, Philip.
The Patriots.
It was the Patriots. The Patriots won 49-19, so that's a rebound 5 points for Philip.
Yep.
Number two, in 2016, the year after he won a Cy Young Award and the year he won a World Series title, who showed off his butt mid-windup for ESPN's Body Issue?
Okay, so 2015 Cy Young and 2015 World Series. So the World Series in 2015 was a team that Phil probably knows, but I'm not going to say out loud. Or maybe it was the 2016 team. I'll say John Lester.
John Lester is incorrect, Philip.
You're going to say Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum's also incorrect. The answer is Jake Arrieta.
Ooh. Okay. Right team, wrong pitcher.
Oh, yeah, the freaking
yep.
Cubs, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
good Cubs.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the Giants going on the every other year
streak. That ended in 2014.
And
I started trying to think of Royals, but there were no notable Royals pitchers that would be in the Body Issue, and so I decided that it was a 2016 team, but whatever.
Although it would have been funny with the category of ass if it was Madison Bumgarner.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have been good.
You also mean the rodeo guy?
Barnes? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta hope that's not a question later on. Number three. After going up to attempt and block a shot, what Western Conference NBA star landed hard on his butt and ended up getting a gluteus maximus contusion in January?
I have not kept up with the NBA this year, but I know Phil is a basketball buff, and so there's no way I'm ever going to challenge on a basketball question. So I'm going to pass.
Going to pass. Philip?
Going up for a block. I can sort of remember this play, but not coming to me who did it. I could be way off your bat. I'm going to guess James Harden.
James Harden's also incorrect. The answer is Anthony Davis.
Sure, that makes sense.
It was against the Knicks, who are appropriately enough for this category, the butt of most NBA jokes.
Instead of passing, I should have played off the who's a Western Conference player who blocks a lot of shots.
Well, yeah, but then, I mean, and that's what I was thinking too, but then you have like, you know, but then I didn't think it was any of the, you know, shot blocking guys because they, I couldn't think of any of the good shot blockers who are, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, what Seahawks wideout pretended to poop out the football during a touchdown celebration?
Oh, gosh. Once again, I remember this play. The only name that's in my mind is wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway, and that's Lockett.
Lockett is incorrect, Philip.
I'm going to say Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin's correct for a 5-point rebound.
It sure is.
He said that was intended for Darrell Revis. And number five, speaking of butts, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira did the most recent Super Bowl halftime show. What hit 1984 song did Lopez, draped in a Puerto Rican flag, perform with her daughter during the set?
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA is correct for 10 points.
Hey, I wasn't shut out.
That clears out that category. 10 points apiece so far. And Philip, you have your choice between gas and grass.
I'm going to avoid grass because I think it's about tennis. So I'm going to say gas.
Gas. These are five questions about cars that go fast.
Okay.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. Number one. Number one. One of the only current drivers who can challenge Lewis Hamilton in Formula One. From what country does Valtteri Bottas hail?
Valtteri Bottas. I'm going to say France.
France is incorrect, Wesley.
Brazil?
Also incorrect. We're looking for Finland.
Oh.
He's probably fine with Hamilton winning, though, because they are teammates for Mercedes.
How do you spell the last name?
Bottas.
I should have asked for that because I had Bottas, which looks very Portuguese to me.
Number two. John, his daughters Ashley, Brittany, and Courtney, and his son-in-law Robert Height are commonly referred to as the first family of drag racing. What name do John and his daughters share?
It's very appropriate for a sport that uses lots of horsepower. It's Force.
Force is correct for 10 points. And according to Ryan, this is only the second best kind of drag racing. That's Ryan Clefcorn Miners at dragracing.com.
And since this is an audible format, I Brent's chuckling was to me like just shaking my head.
Moving right along to number three. At only 24 years old, William Clyde Elliott is one of NASCAR's most liked drivers by the fans. By what nickname does Elliott go?
He is Chase Elliott.
He's the son of longtime racing legend Bill Elliott, another longtime fan favorite. We're looking for Chase Elliott, correct for 10 points. Number four, what was the name of the NASCAR Cup Series for over three decades before the rights were bought by Nextel?
And as part of that, they had to, you know, abandon this because it's right around the same time as some, you know, landmark legislation. It was the Winston Cup.
Winston Cup is correct for another 10 points. And number five, at 2 2/3 miles, what is the longest racetrack used in the NASCAR Cup Series?
I just know this because I'm, you know, kind of nerdy with all the track information. But it's slightly larger than Daytona. It's Talladega.
Talladega Super Speedway, the Road America track in Wisconsin in the Xfinity Series, is 4.05 miles long. But that's not the NASCAR Cup Series. Talladega Super Speedway is correct.
It's not fair for someone from Charlotte to get the auto racing category. I mean, I know, okay, in Phil's last episode, someone from New Hampshire got a skiing category, but
after the first period, the score is 50 for Philip, 10 for Wesley. We are going to go to the first intermission question. I'm going to give you the name of a Ballon d'Or winner. You need to tell me on behalf of which country they played soccer internationally. Number one, George Best, 1968. Number two, Eusebio, 1965.
Can you spell that, please?
Sure. Eusebio.
Thank you.
Number three, George Weah in 1995. That's Weah. And in 2004, Andriy Shevchenko. And while these guys think about those Ballon d'Or winners, here's a Ballon d'Or winning promo.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
Alrighty, the guys are back with their answers for Ballon d'Or winners. Wesley, let's start with you. George Best.
I said England.
And Philip?
I also said England.
And the correct answer is Northern Ireland.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that one either. Philip, number two, Eusebio.
I said Brazil.
And Wesley?
I went off the spelling of his name and said Greece.
And the answer is Portugal. Okay. So we're both 0 for 2 on that one. Number three, George Weah. Wesley?
I know this one because he's now their president. It's Liberia.
And Philip?
I said France.
It is indeed Liberia. 5 points for Wesley. And Philip, the fourth one, Andriy Shevchenko.
I just went by what I didn't try to outthink myself with the spelling, so I just said Russia.
And Wesley?
I also went along with the spelling, but I thought it looked more Ukrainian.
Ukraine is correct for 5 more points for Wesley. So Wesley picks up 10 in that round. Philip didn't pick up anyway. That closes the gap a little bit. Philip has 50. Wesley has 20. And the second period is where I turn it over to myself.
Yay.
Philip, you have your choice in the second period between "We're so American we can say wankers without bleeping it out." "Much more obvious cover-ups," and "Ford SUVs."
I will go with "much more obvious cover-ups."
"Much more obvious cover-ups." These are 5 questions about sports in covered arenas.
All right.
Number one, what former vice president's name was officially attached to Minnesota's Metrodome?
Hubert H. Humphrey.
That is correct for 10 points. He was VP under Lyndon Baines Johnson and lost the 68 presidential election to Richard, I am not a crook, Nixon. Number two, downtown Freddie Brown and Gus Williams led their team to a 1979 championship win in the Kingdome. What team did these men lead to victory?
They were with the Seattle Supersonics.
Seattle Supersonics is correct. Future Celtics legend Dennis Johnson was also part of that team, and underappreciated Sonics great Jack Sikma also helped the team to win it all. Number three, though officially the Rogers Center, what NFL team played several quote-unquote home games between 2008 and 2012 at the Sky Dome?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills is correct for 10 points. One of my favorite... During that period of time, one of my favorite sports trivia questions to ask was how many teams played all 8 of their home games in the state of New York? And the answer was none.
None, yep.
Then I got pelted with rocks and garbage and told not to ask any more stupid trick sports questions.
No. Always ask the stupid trick, especially ones related to sports.
That's right.
The best thing to do there would be to like add a year on the end where they did play all 8 games and say now how many.
Yeah. Number four, the University of Texas San Antonio are the regular habitants of the Alamo Dome since the Spurs moved to the AT&T Center in 2002. What is the nickname of the athletes at UTSA?
I'm pretty sure they're the Roadrunners.
They are the Roadrunners for 10 more points.
Can I just say that I would be 4 out of 4 on this category right now? It's meaningless, but I would be.
And number five, what Eredivisie team plays its home games in Johan Cruyff Stadium?
I'm not getting a challenge. I think Wesley would. This is one of those obscure things I think Wesley would know. Here to busy. I'm going to go with that. Ajax.
AFC Ajax is correct. They named the stadium in 2018 after Dutch soccer legend Johan Cruyff's death. In 2016, Philip, you ran the category, sir.
Good challenge, Phil.
That would have been a tactical error.
Yeah.
I was sitting on it.
Wesley, we are to you. You have to choose between "We're so American, so we can say wankers without bleeping it out," and Ford SUVs.
Oh, whatever. I've got to go with the wankers.
"We're so American, so we can say wankers without bleeping it out." These are five questions about British athletes.
Oh, good.
Number one, the young Marcus Rashford has been busy scoring goals all season for which Premier League team?
Manchester United.
That is correct, although he's been injured of late. Number two, Geraint Thomas from Wales won what international sporting competition in 2018? And that's Geraint Thomas.
Oh, gosh. This is a name that sounds really familiar. Oh, he won the Tour de France.
He did win the Tour de France, correct, for 10 points. Number three, known for his outlandish outfits and ridiculous hairstyles, Scotland's Peter Wright won the 2020 PDC World Championship in what sport?
Darts.
Darts is correct. His wife does his hair, apparently, and changes its color for every tournament. So we've got a regular Dennis Rodman thing going on there.
Love it.
Number four, born in South Sudan, but a naturalized citizen of the UK, with what NBA team did Luol Deng spend the first half of his NBA career?
He was with the Bulls, I believe.
He was with the Bulls. You are 4 for 4. No jinx intended. And number five, in England's 4-2 victory in the 1966 FIFA World Cup finals, Jeff Hurst did something no other player has done in the final match since. What did he do?
I'm going to guess he scored a hat trick.
He got a hat trick. Both of you went 5 for 5 in that round. That was impressive as heck. Scores changed, but the gap did not. Philip, you have 100. Wesley, you have 70. And it's time for the second intermission question. And it's about the greatest sport in the world, the NHL. In 1998, the Hockey News created a list of the 100 greatest NHL players of all time. Name the six top players on that list who were still active at the time. In 1998, the Hockey News created a list of the 100 greatest NHL players of all time. Please name the top six players on that list who were still active at the time. And here is a promo that is on the list of 100 greatest promos in STFO history.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
All righty, we are back with the guys' answers. Philip, let's get your list first, please.
All right, I went with Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr, Chris Chelios, Martin Brodeur, and Patrick Waugh.
Wesley, please give us your list of six players.
I'm probably going to be really embarrassed because some of these guys were probably right at the start of their career, but I don't know any better, so go in with it. I'm saying Gretzky, Lemieux, Hull, Modano, Brodeur, and Joseph.
All righty, here is your list. At number 37, Jaromir Jagr. At number 29, Paul Coffey. At number 22, Patrick Waugh. At number 14, Raymond Bourque. At number 12, Mark Messier. And at number 1, Mr. Wayne Gretzky. So, Wesley, by my count, you picked up 1 for 5 points. Philip, you picked up 3 for 15 points. That makes it 115 to 75 in Philip's favor heading into the third period.
Yeah, Ray Bourque, he was Ray Bourque, Joe Sakic, and Brett Hull were the three that I had on my to be considered list that I didn't put down.
So right.
I went with Chelios and Yager instead.
So. Gotcha. I've heard of all six of those players, so I think I'm doing well there.
right, exactly. Yeah.
You did indeed name six hockey players, so
yay
so good for that.
It wasn't like we said, like Dikembe Mutombo.
Dick Trickle. Wesley, we are to you. You have to choose between I Got You, Babe, If I Could Turn Back Time, and Let's Get Down to Business.
Okay. So just because I'm hoping Ryan threw me a bone, I'm going to go with I Got You, Babe. Hope that the babe is a pig and that he wrote 5 questions about the Arkansas Razorbacks.
These are 5 questions about Cher in sport. No, actually, that's a lie. It's about Babe Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Number 1, Babe Ruth was one of Cooperstown's first 5 inductees, but he wasn't the last alphabetically. Who was?
Okay, so you've got Cy Young.
Cy Young is incorrect, Philip.
I'm going to say Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner is correct for 5 points.
Did I have my 5 wrong? I sure did. I had Cy Young in there instead of Walter Johnson. What in the world? I don't know where those got scrambled in my mind.
Yeah. All right, back to Wesley. Number 2, what collective nickname was given to the first 6 hitters of the 1927 Yankees lineup, containing legend like Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Earl Combs, and Tony Lazzari?
Murderer's Row.
Murderer's Row is correct. If I could find my cursor, I would give you 10 points. There it is. Number 3, while beginning and ending his pro career in Boston and famously playing in New York, in what major East Coast city was Ruth born in 1895?
Baltimore.
Balmer, that's correct for another 10 points. The building in which he grew up is now a museum. Number 4, at what venue did Ruth famously call his shot during Game 3 of the 1932 World Series?
I think it was Wrigley Field.
It was Wrigley Field, another 10 points. FDR was in attendance at that game. He was soon to become president. And number 5, Babe Ruth notably played himself in the 1942 film The Pride of the Yankees. What stoic star of Golden Age Hollywood played Lou Gehrig in this inspirational film?
That's a great question. You could have stopped and just asked who was the Pride of the Yankees. I would have been cool with that. I don't know. And I'm really embarrassed to not know because I've seen that movie. So I'm going to pass.
Philip?
I'm going to guess Gary Cooper.
It was Gary Cooper for a 5-point rebound.
It sure was.
Good thing you didn't challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where it's a nice little because one of the things that I always think about Gary Cooper is because I'm a Sopranos fanatic, and Tony always references Gary Cooper as the strong, silent type.
Right.
I was never about to challenge Phil on any question ever this game.
Duly noted. Philip, we are to you. You can choose between If I Could Turn Back Time and Let's Get Down to Business.
It's one of these things where and of course I'm just pondering like what, and this goes back to my last match against Mark, where we're trying to think of what like double means with some of these things with Ryan. Like if I could turn back time, it's like a sick, like scheme category. It's a joke, but I can say, let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. These are five questions about corporate sponsors in sports.
Okay.
Number one, the Pistons and the Red Wings now no longer play at the Palace of Auburn Hills at Joe Louis Arena, but they do play at what we can only imagine is a cheap and greasy arena named after what company?
Little Caesar's Pizza.
Little Caesars is correct for 10 points. Thank you for taking that mess, forming it into a question and answering it. Red Wings owner Marian Ilitch co-founded the company with her late husband. She also owns the Detroit Tigers. Number two, Rakuten, a massively successful Japanese e-commerce company, can have their logos spotted on which NBA team's jerseys?
It's the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors is correct for another 10 points. Number three, since 2013, Fly Emirates has been the shirt sponsor for what world-renowned La Liga club?
La Liga. PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
Paris Saint-Germain is incorrect. Wesley?
I think it's Barcelona.
Barcelona is also incorrect. We were looking for Real Madrid.
Of course it is. 50-50.
They will stay Real's sponsor through 2022 at a whopping $91 million per year.
You know, I was just
funny.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Rakuten is the jersey sponsor for Barcelona, I think.
Yeah. I was thinking back to last year's Champions League semi and whether or not I could see Fly Emirates on Barca's jerseys, and I thought I could. Apparently not.
Number four to Philip. Journalist Paul Lucas is known for his webpage UniWatch, a site dedicated to the obsessive study of sports uniforms. Lucas recently started selling what items with UniWatch branding on them to combat what he considers a plague among modern baseball caps?
You know, hats with foldable bills or dad hats. I'd say, you know, foldable bills or dad hats.
That is incorrect. Wesley?
I don't know, like snapbacks?
Snapbacks is also incorrect. He started selling seam rippers. This little logo that's on the side, you can use a seam ripper and take it out.
Yep.
He talks about that a lot.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. So you can.
He isn't alone in thinking the new era logos are in the side of the caps are eyesores, and you can buy a seam ripper for $6. And if you're a sports fan and you're not looking at UniWatch at least once a week, you are doing yourself a disservice. It's a fantastic site.
Yes, it's really good.
And number five, Notre Dame demolished Iowa State last year in what bowl game named after an outdoors brand and played at its namesake Orlando Stadium?
That is the Camping World Bowl.
Camping World Bowl is correct for 10 points. That was a close round, 40-30. That takes our score to Philip with 155, Wesley with 105. And here's how the shootout works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus. We are back with the shootout questions. Number one. The number of points Florida scored in the most recent Orange Bowl. Number two, the current age in years of Don Shula. And number three, the number of medals earned all time by the Scottish men's team at the World Curling Championships. While these guys think about those questions, here's one more promo to listen to. Planning your own trivia event?
Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
All right, we are back with the answers to the shootout. Number one, let's start with Wesley. The number of points Florida scored in the most recent Orange Bowl. How many did you say?
I have a weird knack for remembering games that I watch, the final scores, and I think they beat Virginia 36-28.
And Philip?
I said 56 just because I thought that it was a lopsided game. I honestly couldn't really remember, but I just seemed to remember it was a lopsided game.
And the answer is 36. Wesley hit it right on the nose. Number two, the current age and years of Don Shula. Philip, what did you say?
I did, you know, I just kind of did some quick math of like, you know, let's say if he, you know, in terms of when he retired versus now, and I said 91.
And Wesley?
Yeah, I didn't know which side of 90 to go, so I said 89.
You didn't need to pick sides because he is 90, so neither points given on that one because you were both one away. And number three, the number of medals earned all time by the Scottish men's team at the World Curling Championships. Wesley, what did you say?
I said 17.
And Philip?
This is just a blind ass guess. 12.
And the answer is 34. So Wesley was closer with a guess of 17, which was 17 off. Wesley, you picked up two out of the three for a 20-point score in the shootout. However, that is not enough. Philip, you'll be advancing to the final with a score of 155 to 125. Wesley, that was still an impressive showing, and thank you very much for participating in the playoffs. However, you have been eliminated.
Thank you for having me. I just needed Don Shula to be a little younger.
Yeah.
Like 1 year.
Damn it, Don Shula. Why'd you have to be so old? All righty. Wesley, anything you'd like to say in closing?
This was a lot of fun. This is a great tournament and a great show. So support the show if you can. I know these are hard times, but support just great things like this that bring us entertainment when we're all quarantined and can't go anywhere.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Philip, you'll be moving on to the finals. Any last words from you?
Yeah, and similar to what Wesley just said, one thing I'll, you know, kind of leave a message for is to, you know, during these times that we're, you know, kind of quarantined, and there are lots of people whose, you know, jobs are being severely, you know, shook up by this or, you know, flat out eliminated, whether temporarily or permanent. I'd say, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be in a position where you have more financial stability, you know, share it with, you know, do carry out from a local restaurant and tip well, you know, go pick up something from a local store that you need. I second what Wesley said of, you know, sign up for Patreon, you know, this podcast. I know Brent, you lost some live shows, and so many other trivia hosts have lost some live shows. So, you know, sign up for your Patreon supporter or just Venmo as people are continuing to record podcasts or doing live online trivia events. So yeah, definitely if you're in a, you know, spot where you're fortunate enough to continue to you know, be earning money and working from home, definitely share with others and you know, overall just be kind to people.
Amen. For Philip and Wesley and Brent, everybody stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Make sure you do everything you're supposed to do, and we'll all get through this okay. And we will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
Basically, I need to
get... You need to get everything.
Yep. And if I do, I tie him. Unless I get the hat trick, yep. Which is not happening.
And I haven't given a second worth of thought to what to do about a tie.